we're going to try to discuss, as I told you, some of the malachas, which you haven't gotten the chance to see yet. But I think some of you saw the Mara Makomas in their unofficial form. I'm sorry, just some technical problems. We didn't get it done in the official manner, but by tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have it in the more official form. And as you see from the original Makoros, we're not going to be in Mesef the Shabbos, at least this part of the topic, because we're trying to divide it conceptually. First, talk about Kol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, which of course is the most, by definition, the stakes are higher. But the truth is that the majority of the written word on this topic is about Kol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Kol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, run, save his life, no problem. I mean, there are problems, we'll see. But the Kol Sheyesh Bo Sakana is much more nuanced, much more complex. We'll get to that later, because we have to go in priority order. Obviously, Yesh Bo Sakana is much more significant. So, we all know, I guess we should really start on the Maamar Makomos in the Gemara, in the Sefer Yuma, even though we're supposed to be learning Shabbos, but clearly let's open the Shabbos for us. So it's Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, just a start of Shabbos. How can we start that in a different Sefer? Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, that's where we get a glimpse in our Masechta about the concept of Pikuach Nefesh being done for Shabbos. Where it says in the bottom third of Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Mialdin Es Ha'isha, woman's giving birth to me. Of course, we deliver the baby on Shabbos. Michti Tanele Mialdin Es Ha'isha, V'kor L'chacham V'mimakom L'mokom V'machal N'aleh Es Ha'Shabbos. Here we go. V'machal Shabbos for a birth. Lasuye mai. What do you mean, Michal? We already said you do whatever has to deliver the child. You can call someone from far away. What more is there? What are you adding extra phraseology for nothing? Says the Halakha Gemara. Lasuye hod etana rabbanon im hoisa tzricha l'ner kaverta madlekas lo asaner. You need a candle, so you light a candle. Obviously, the candle has nothing to do with the delivery directly. If you need to have more light, so that's what you do. Voice of Tzuyah Shemen, Haberta Mevi'ala Shemen, Viad. Rashi Mevi'ala Shemen, the first white line. Derek Hashisarabin. Viad, the kappa, below the kli, in your hand. The kama, the evshem, b'shanin, and another Yisol Godel. Notwithstanding the fact that your letters, the pikuach nevesh mamish, or do a doraisis, but if you're able to do it in a funny way, which we know is the rabbanon, because kulak had the rabbanon, you're required to do so. V'mein osibik biyad meviyad v'sar, which we discussed this a long time ago. Ein osibik v'sar meviyad lovakli, have no choice. Oma mar mohaisa tzvicha l'necha avert emadlek as los hanep shita. Lo tzvicha v'suma. What does that mean? Lined. Mao the tema gave it lo chazya osur. The doctor doesn't ask for the light. The woman can't see the light. So why in the world are you doing it? Kamash is an amazing Kamash blood. This is very carefully. This is so critical. Isuve miasvadata. By putting on the light, you're going to make her feel more calm. Savra, Yika Midi, Chazia, Chaverta, Avdali. If something's going to come up, my friend will see it and will do it for me. She can't see anything. The doctor didn't ask for this light. You put the light on anyway. Amazing. Anyway. Amazing. Incredible. Says Tosis. Kamash Nisu Misyapadata. Afal gad the perek basa de yuma oma chole machil no sapi yom kippurim el api mumche vehocha shaya mishim yisubei dat is not like it's a doctor an MD just kestam kacha says Tosis hainu she yosi yichol ayoledes listach and ayde pachad she tispache she me'ein olsen yofa mashi tzvicha believe it or not. Our rabbis were ahead of their time. They knew the psychological impact on medical status. I'm sure the doctors at the time of Chazal didn't know it. Doctors were smart. Now, did they say it by every sick person? Or they're limiting themselves to a woman who's in childbirth? You know, now they have lamaz. I don't know if you know what that means. They have all kinds of techniques that the mother should be able to give birth calmly to the child. They realize and recognize the importance of being calm, cool, and collected in childbirth. Before we didn't realize this, Chazal knew it already thousands of years ago. They were ahead of their time, Rabosai. Who thinks that Chazal were primitive, didn't know anything? Chas v'shom v'sejim. They were way ahead of their time. This is a tumult in poskim. How much are we required to assume that they knew everything? They certainly knew at least as much as their contemporaries, and in this case, for example, they knew more. Okay. How long does this status exist of being a letter to Cholesh v'sakona? Omer Avila Mashmul, last two lines, and Akuf Chesem the base. Chaya. Your lettuce is Rashi. Kozman Shakever, says Rashi Beis Arechem, the uterus, is Pasuach, Bein Amatzrichani, Bein, here's two different Gersos. Some of the Gersa, Bein Amra Eini Tricha, that's the best Gersa. Not whether she said she needs it or whether she didn't say she needs it. She said she didn't need it. Boom! Doesn't matter. Mechalin Oleas HaShabbos. If the uterus closes, bein amar tzrichani, top of the next amar kufkav tesamenal, bein lo amar tzrichani, or bein amar lo tzeinat eni tzricha, lo tzrichani, ein mechal za shabbos. Either with one extreme or the other, tzrichani lechil. Bein amar tzrichani, v'chavar osea, omar shi tzricha, v'chal. Avashi mas nehoch. From this mas nehoch, a different version. I'm going to read about Shmuel. Chaya. Kol's man shakeva pasuach bein amat srichani bein amat ein srichani mechal es ha-shaks. Nista ma kever. Then what? Omro srichani mechal es ha-shaks. Lo amat srichani mechal es ha-shaks. Wow. So what's the psak? Sofek nefoshes lohok. A very famous rule. We have to be matmikil and allow Chilul Shabbos to take place. Even after Nista Makeva. But when is that? So when is the beginning? When is the end time? It says the Hilig Gemara. Me'eva say psichas akeva. Om Rabbi Misho Sheteshiv al Amashber. Amashber is a birthing stool. But they would give birth in a sitting position. Chazal was smarter than the psukim was smarter than the doctor used to give. Only give the babies live in a lying position. Now they're coming back to the time of Chazal. The psukim. But then we're not going into childbirth right now. Okay, but from the time she sits on that birthing stool, or Rabbi, again, Rabbi Shulman, Misho Shadam, Shoseis Vi Yored. The time that there's some blood that's coming down, with associated with childbirth, that's the time she's considered to be in Sichas Akeva, she's the Chol Shech Pesachona. Amila, Misho Shechavreo Seho, Nosos Oso Ba'agapeho, Rashi. Bagapel, Mizro Sel, Shein Yechol Lehat. They have to hold her from under her arm because she can't walk by herself. Okay. As you can probably guess, once again, Safek Nefashis Lahakel. If any one of these three phenomena exist, we treat her as a Chol Shesh Basakon. Ad Mosai Psichas Akeva. That's what we were discussing earlier. Or Mabaye Shlo Shiyam. Rav Amishmeid Rav Yehuda Shiva, the Amila Shloshim. Hey, whoa, 3, 7, and 30. What does that mean? Says the Amina Adar Chaya Gimel Zayim Alam. They're all true. Gimel, the first 3 days. Bein Amar Tzrichani, Bein Amar Lo Tzrichani, Amar Lo Tzrichani, Mechal Nales Hashabbos. The first 3 days, no matter what, we Mechal Shabbos. She says no, it doesn't matter. We ignore it. Zayin from days 4, 5, 6, and 7. Oh, Matsrichani Mechal is a Shabbos. Oh, Matsrichani Mechal is a Shabbos because she says it doesn't need. Lamid, Afilu, Oh, Matsrichani, Ein Mechal is a Shabbos. Avosna de Aramoi. Called Sarka called us Aramoi be Shabbos. Double Shem was Sakana, one of the Nochi be Osem. That's me part two. Call a Shem was Sakana. We're not up to that yet. We're just mentioning only in passing. But she's considered Yesh Bo Sakana for 7 days. The first 3 days of Shesh Sakana, that we're going to ignore her and make sure that they do take care of her needs, even if she says she doesn't need it. That's what it says. That's what it says. Wow. See how careful we are, Chazal in Pikuach Nefesh. She's so careful when it comes to these things.
Is it before it happens?
No, it's after birth. It's all after birth. 3, 7, and 30 days after birth. My Rebbe told us, I think it's printed also, that his grandfather, Reb Chaim of Brisk, was a tremendous, tremendous concern for Pikuach Nefesh. And he was a Brisker, you know, Brisker knows Machmir. They asked him, Rebbe, how can you be so makel in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Yom Kippur? Why are you so lenient to let people break their fast and to let people do Lechal Shabbos? We know it was a Machmir. So he responded, of course, he said. I'm not a makel in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. I'm a Machmir in Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. That's my tradition. My Rebbe from his grandfather, Reb Chaim. Tradition. Okay? Some of you may have heard some of the drushes yesterday, all about tradition, including about Reb Chaim. Also, Rabbi Schwartzby, Reb Chaim of Brisk, his connection to that legacy, to that Mesorah. So, in my own small, tiny little way, I'm also connected, and we have to try to be Machmir Pikuach Nefesh. So, that's going to be the kav play up before you start. That's the way we're going to go. But, of course, you have to have balance. Can't just say everything goes. That's the show. That's just Stam Efkeris. Yes.
So why do you need to laugh at Yad or Shinui?
Good question. So that takes us to really the first major topic that we're going to be discussing right now. And that first major topic starts with one word, and the word is found in the Rambam. The first word of the Rambam in this whole parak, and the Rambam is literally the first word where the whole Tumul starts. The whole Tumul starts. Is going to be the topic of today's shiur, and it's relevant throughout the entire discussion. The first word in the parak, Dechuya. Dechuya is Shabbos, Eitzel Sakana, Tefashis. Kshakala Mitzvahs, Fichach, Chol HaShesh Bo Sakana, Osla, Kol Tzrocha, B'Shabbos, Api Rofi Uman, Shalos HaMokho, etc. Okay? Fine. On this word, Dechuya, comes the Kesef Mishnah, the following. The Perakates at Solon, Ifgu Tanoi, Tuma, Im Duchui Mitzibur, Ohutra. I saw you this morning, except for you, but the same tomorrow. Upirish Rashi Duchuya, Afal Gav, the Achshir Achmon and the Mesin Betuma. The Torah tells us for a carbon seber, you can even make it Betuma. Lav heter gomu. Doesn't mean it's heter gomu. El hechad lo mishtaki tahorim. There are no kohanatom around. The cave and lav heter gomu. Boy, tzitz the ratsuya. It's a sugin in psalchim and in the human. We're not going to the tzitz aspect right now. Umashu be gomor. Loch mandam et chuyi. Chain posk rabbeinu perkdal vichos pias mikdash. Umashma. No one knows what in the world this means. Umashma. This word umashma should be double, triple, underlined. The five question marks. Umashma, the chihechi now ifligi tapetuma, the machlokas and tanoim with respect to tuma hutra tchuya, hachinami ifligu b'shabes legabechole imi tchuya ahutra. Whoa, where did that come from? That statement. The kaimel kamadama tchuya because of a rashba varan shas shabes tchuya itzal bichole v'lo hutra. To chat the word tchuya in Rambam. It means Tuchuy is in opposition to Hutra Rabosai. You know what's going on? This is a Chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. It's a Chiddush. Take the word Tuchuy literally. Literally. Others are not so sure it's really true. Because if you go back to the Rambam, the Rambam is an expression which doesn't seem to indicate that it's dechuya. Dechuya means, you know, you have to check everything to make sure. What's the general rule? Rabbi Osai, look at the Gemara and the Kuflam and Gimel and Manal. We discussed it once a long time ago. Take a look briefly. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, in the seventh wide line, Kuflam and Gimel and Manal. The Shlokish says, Kol Mokom Shatamotzi Asei, Velos Asei, Im ata yochol lekayim shneyem mutav. V'im lav, yavo asay, v'yidche lo sasay. So, et esay docha lo sasay, the famous rule, that's the chuyah. That's where the chuyah comes from. It's only what? If it's e efshel lekayim shneyem. Efshel lekayim shneyem, by definition, no din of chuyah. Before she gemara in the context of here, of Yilu B'Taras, on kuflam gilanaf mesef the Shabbos. What about chol b'Shabbos? Chol shesh bar sakana b'Shabbos. Is it only mutter e efshel lekayim shneyem? This activity must be done to preserve life. Oh no! Once a person's labeled as a chol she'ein bo sakana, excuse me, she'esh bo sakana, you don't have to be so meticulous. Hutra! The whole Shabbos is mutter for him. It's like a weekday. It's like a weekday, Rabbo said. It's like a weekday. And that expression, that it's like a weekday, is an interesting expression. It's like a weekday. But then the question becomes, where do you find such an expression? Rambam has a few things that he says, but where do you find such an expression, if at all? So, the Rambam says, the very next halacha, halacha beis, klalo shel davar, Shabbos legabei cholish v'sakana, harayu kechol, l'chol adram shetzorach v'lehem. Chol? It's Shabbos. What, it's Monday? Yes, it's Monday. This sounds like Hutra. So there are those who claim, but the Rambam never meant Chuyah. The Rambam used the word Chuyah, because the Gemara used the word Chuyah, but it doesn't really mean it. Chuyah is opposed to Hutra. Against the Kesef Mishnah. L'chol hadvarim to halacha base?
Yeah.
That's a pretty broad definition. Whatever he needs. Doesn't necessarily mean whatever he's going to die otherwise, or something's going to die otherwise. That's Pashut Shah, may not be the way. We'll see soon. There's a Magad Mishnah talks about it. We'll get to these details a little bit later on. For Rav Osa, you would think that it's important to know what the source for the din of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. By looking at the source, we can therefore try to surmise what's in fact the din. What in fact is the din? Take a look. See what the Gemara says, and it's very important. It's a serious question. Watch this. Minayin lepikuach nefesh edoches haShabbos. That's our question. How do you know pikuach nefesh edoches haShabbos? Wouldn't you say it's the most fundamental question of all if we approach the sugya? How do you know? Everything has to have a source. Let's make it up. Various sources. The first one is based upon Boam HaMachteres. Next one is based on Nimes Bechi, Rabbi Kiva. These are the two starters. But we're going to go to the next. See the ones I'm more familiar with. Next one is derived from Mila. Mila's Dochas HaShabbos. Kavachomel Kogufa. Number three. Number four. Mishapsoz HaTashmaru. Number five. Mishamare Tos HaShabbos. This is famous. Omra Torah Chalom Shabbos Achas. Number six, the most important. And the Gemara says that all have a pircha except for Shmuel. Shmuel has no pircha. We're not going into every single detail. Watch this. Ashkechon Vadai, Sofek Minolon. The cash against all these other the Alfusas. For the din of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos is the same. Ashkechon Vadai Sofek Minolon. How do you know that even if it's a doubtful Pikuach Nefesh, what do you mean doubtful? if Dalton was going to die without your intervention, if Dalton was going to live with your intervention. How do you know it's also the Dalton Shabbos? Says the Gemara. Kulo Ashko, they all have a Pircha. Sabi Manala. Shmuel Vailasu Pircha. Why? What did Shmuel say? V'chaibem v'loshu yomus v'hem. By that, there's no pircha. I can't take any chances, Rav Osai. So at first glance, all the other derivations are rejected. But only v'chaibem remains standing. The question against all the other derivations was the same, one and the same. Ashkechon v'adai sofek minolon. Only v'chaibem stands the test. Even sofek. After the Docha Shabbos of Pikuach Nefesh. And with me so far, this is just very, very basic background. Very basic background. Just starting off. Okay? Fine. Terrific. Great. Now, the Rosh has what to say here, and this is very important. The Rush, one of the links here. No. Well, so we didn't make it. We go out of here. I guess I have to check it. You're showing it. Watch. Okay. Watch this. You watch comments on the Gemara. Mishach, so Bulmus, all of a sudden he's overwhelmed, overcome with a hunger pang, which could actually be dangerous to his life. Shev Yerach. He's so hungry. What's he going to do? Machilin Osom, I feel a drum to him. Chaza. Hachira. Till his eyes, you know, come full with light again. He's no out of pest, out of danger. Toner Abonon. Inai Nodem Sheyor Oedem. Mishayavchen Ben Tovler at Ra. Or Rabbaya Vitam. If you have a choice, give him a more serious violation or a less serious violation, give him the less serious. What's a kalaka? Tevel and nevela. Achilos and nevela. Why is tevel more common than nevela? Nevela is only a laugh. Nevela is shvius, machilos is shvius. Shalom is haraivitz al chola shiesh bo sakona. Im lo yochal basar, im yesh tefon of nevela v'en shachut, im lo shenishkat b'shabes. What do you do? Ki yesh omrim, mutav shiyavu hu alav de nevela, v'shiyavu acherim alisa skilo. Shabbos is a much more serious violation. Chalila gets skilo if you do it amazing. Whereas when it comes to nevela, nevela is not as serious, only alive. Hey, Shiv. Divri yesh omen b'chuvonim hein. Av yesh loma ki yisru Shabbos tfar niten li dochos v'hav ora u b'bishul u v'mcham elochav. What does that mean? That means even in this particular case, a particular chole, Ruvein, you have to mechal Shabbos from already anyway, why? To burn, make fires, and to cook for him, etc. So once you're ready, be Mechal Shabbos anyway, you may as well be Mechal Shabbos one more time and shecht him a kosher behema, as opposed to giving the poor guy another aveh. Yes, sir.
Should I get back into the
Shalom Chate
Kadesh?
An excellent question. Why should this sheikhet, the sheikh, let the chol himself, you treif? Excellent. So we're going to have dalit. Right up to that, right? Yeah? It does come up. Inami. She yavshi. Even if this fellow himself, you weren't mechalel Shabbos for him to save his own personal private life. He yavshi shol yekot nechad v'sof ha'olam. There's one on little kid. So Shabbos, the heft of Shabbos. Can you imagine this? Griska terminology. The heft of Shabbos was already nita lidachos. So therefore, we should do more of the same. Quickly, can't wait that long. But other than that, if you can't wait, what do? Shecht. Don't give him the veil. Even though the veil is more calm chats. Rabbeinu Meir, Eishim B'tshuvah, Zev, Eidi Dimyon. May Ochel Nefesh be Yomtiv. Rabbo say, every Ochel Nefesh, a Pesach and Chumash, Pashas Bo. Achash, I think, can we read the Shabbos? Is it part of Chodesh Alechem, or is it afterwards? My memory is a little bit poor. If you open your Chumash, we of course have a Chumash, that's true, Chalil and Chas, Chumash, after Chumash, oh, look at that. A Chumash, look at Perigy Beis. Pretty sure it's a Perigy Beis, it's possible. But I'm not exactly sure. My memory is failing me. Is it in the first half of your days, which you read this Shabbos? Or in the later half, which you read on Pesach? I don't know. But the Pesach, oh, I know what the Pesach says. Acha sheyochal lechol nefesh, hu levada yosol lechem. Huh? This week's Shabbos, right? Do we read this week? It's late? I don't know. It's all about Pasha Chodesh.
Oh.
Pasha Chodesh, coming up this coming week. Pasha Chodesh. Tell me, look, it's in the first. It is, right? That's my memory. But, good. What puzzle is it?
Yeah.
Sure, it's longer than that. So this Shabbos, you come to shul. And if you don't say Yoitzus, it's the last Shabbos. But you read the parasha. That's what you do. You read the after. So you read a puzzle. Acha, sheyochol, anevish, huvash, alachem. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Shok the Biyantiv. He got say, but also say, wait a minute, says the Baram. If you are Mechal Yantiv, it's an assay and a los assay. Both. Isa Malacha. Umachal the Velo Deba Lalav. We don't tell the guy, we should all eat the veil on Yantiv. Hey, well, not a bad opportunity. Eat the veil on Yantiv, right? Oloma Lanok and Nincha Ophos. That's all. You don't want to eat a lav the rice on the veil. Tell the guy, to kill a bird. What's wrong? To lack the Ella Yisa the Rabbanan and Shilo Fanatos, the Machlokes. Is it the Rabbanan? Why are we allowed to shech the chicken on Yom Tov? Let a guy kill the chicken. That's only an Yisa the Rabbanan. Or right there, to do an Yisa the Rice of Malach on Yom Tov. That's ridiculous. And the Kaiva da Torah, he tira lanu. Ochel Nevesh be Yom Tov. Havali Dan Kolov Chal Nefesh B'Yomtiv Kamal B'Chol. With respect to Yochal Nefesh, Pesach's coming up. That's what the Torah speaks about in Parshas Bo. So Pesach, I think, is on Tuesday and Wednesday, correct? Right? It's like tomorrow. Tomorrow's also Tuesday. Here a Tuesday, there a Tuesday. With respect to cooking, the Tuesdays are the same. Cook whatever you want. Amazing. This is Hutra with a capital Hey. Vachinami came as Yitira topic of Nevesh. Have you called Malacha Shosa Beshabbos Shulchosh Besakana? Kilo Asa Bechol. Hutra Mamish. It's Hutra. Hutra. Therefore what? Therefore, you shech for the guy. Don't give him the velo. I have an obvious kasha. The veil is also Hutra. If Pikuach Nevesh is Hutra, the same as Shabbos is Hutra, let's say the veil is also Hutra. Oh, Chas was shown to give him the veil. Be Mechal Shabbos. No, why? You tell me,
answer my question. Whatever, because whatever is Doche Shabbos, it's also Doche Nevela. You get an impression from the Helig of Aram that when it comes to Shabbos, he keeps saying it's Hutra, like Ochel Nevesh and Yom Tov. When it comes to Chola B'Shabbos, we suddenly make an about face and say, Chola B'Shabbos is only B'chuyah, it's not Hutra. That's what seems to be saying over here. So therefore, that's what one could say. One could say. Slowly. So he, the Marami Wittenberg, says no. Marami Wittenberg says the same way as Ochel Nevesh and Yontif is Hutra, Pikuach Nevesh and Shabbos is also Hutra. But Nevela for a Cholish for Sakana is only the Chuyah. This requires explanation. Why should that be? Why should Shabbos be Hutra for a Cholish Yesh for Sakana and Nevela only be Chuyah? Here an Isser, there an Isser. What's the difference? Shabbos, I would say, is more chamur. Shabbos is a skila. Why all of a sudden Shabbos becomes hutra and then the veil is the chuya? This requires explanation. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? Now, does everyone agree? Does everyone agree to this? No, not at all. This is sort of a great, great dispute. But before I even go to this dispute, Rabbi Osai, I'm not sure what's on links over here. Links to the rush. I'll see you in a minute. No links, right? I want to call with a saddle. No dice. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So the Marami Wittenberg is clearly assuming that it's Hutra. Where do you get it from? Ochel Nefesh. Same as Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. So Bikuach Nefesh is Ochel. Here Hutra, there Hutra. Everything's Hutra. So we saw before that the Kesef Mishnah said, as we pass in Tuchuya, Tumah Tuchuya B'Tzibur, so too, because Nevesh B'Shabbos is also Tuchuya. The Rashba said, we saw it, we read it ourselves. What's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Maram? It's because Nevesh and Shabbos Hutra or Tuchuya? Maram says Hutra. We're not sure why the veil is different, but the Rashba says it's only the Chuya. The Rambam is quoted saying the Chuya, as the Kesef Mishnah said. Here's the problem, Rabosai. We saw in the Kesef Mishnah, let's go back to it again for another minute. I mean, his fault, the Rashi really said this. What did he say? Since we paskin Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, so too by Shabbos, it's also Dechuyah. Where they get it from? They got it from Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. Is that a good comparison? Are all Hutras and Dechuyahs in the same basket? Everywhere, there's an Isra and a Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah wins, it's always going to be exactly the same thing? So Rabosai, this problem is a serious problem. A serious problem. I'll show you the Gemara Beferish Faket. Before she Gemara. Before she Gemara. Watch this. A brief line in the Gemara. One brief line. Watch this. Watch this. Shabbos to Hutra, he b'tzibur. Sofonami Dachi. We're discussing Avodah B'Shabbos. Tuma, the Tchui B'Tzibur, Tchulas V'Igim Rapor, etc., etc. It's a Mefurish Gemara, black on white. We cannot compare everything one to another. Say Tuma is the Tchui B'Tzibur, and Avodah, true, it's not Chola B'Shabbos, I can see that point. But it's talking here about Avodah B'Shabbos. Avodah B'Shabbos is clearly more than Sumin Hutra. No, I Tumah is Dechuya. So we can say, okay, Avodah is Hutra and Tumah is Dechuya. But everything is exactly is one and the same. So if that's the case, how the case of Mishnah bring a raya that Chol of B'Shabbos is Dechuya from where? From the Psacha, the Rambam and B'yas Mikdash, Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. No! 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 Maybe Tumah is the Chuyah B'Tzibur, but Shabbos is Hutra B'Kuch Nefesh. It's more said over here. Shabbos is Hutra B'Tzibur, not Tumah is the Chuyah B'Tzibur. Yes, the Gemara is discussing Avodah, not a Chol. I understand that. But there's a possibility that there could be a distinction here is Chuyah and here is Hutra. That's a Mefurish Gemara. Mamash a Mefurish Gemara. Can't argue with that. I'm both saying both of me so far. It's important to understand the basics. We're just laying the foundations over here. Basics. Now, Rabosai, there could be quite a number of nafkaminas between Hutra and Dechuya. We have to analyze each and every one individually. What did the Gemara say in Kuflam and Gimel? The Gemara is still open in front of me. The Gemara said, if you can, then only then do we say, I would say, same thing applies over here. If you hold chuya, you have to look for every possible alternative. If you hold Hutra, at first glance, and I'm saying it at first glance, because there's going to be a second glance. At first glance, we saw the Lashon of the Rambam. Hutra means, it's like Shabbos on Tuesday. Shabbos on Tuesday. Monday. Shabbos on Monday. Do you think what you're going to do today? It's Monday. I'm a special weekday. Do whatever I want. With respect to a sick person, Choshev Bris HaKadosh, once you qualify for that category, it's treated like Monday. It's a siddur pshat. So once it's Monday, do whatever you want. This manifests itself, Rabosai, in two major practical differences. One, Rabosai, is Ribui B'Shiuri. I'll show you on the screen. This is in the upcoming Maram HaKamas, but we'll jump the gun a little bit. Let's see. Onto the riff. Where's the riff? Riff. Watch. Umi hamashma de la rabbas b'shiyura b'yomtav muter. He has to follow me. Kashim and Gemara Masechet Menachos. What's the same Masechet Menachos? Chol eshamdu l'shtei grogros. Rabosai, a chol has to have two. What's a grogros? Dried fruit. Dried what? Dates. Dried fruit. He needs two. Watch this. Ike shtei grogos b'shtei uksin. There were two branches, twigs, stems, what do you want to call it, that attached two of these dried fruits, each one to a separate ukitz. Watch this. Vishalash ukitz echad. I can pull this one off and have one. Pull this one off, I have two, so I need. I pull this one off, I have three in one shot. What should I do? I have to take the chol needs two. What should I do? Should I do 2 1 grogus units or 1 3 grogus units? What do you, what would you say? A thought question. What would you say? Two times one or 1 times 3? Who votes for 2 times 1? Who votes for 1 times 3? The ganze Welt votes for 1 times 3. Okay. Unanimous election over here. Hey, my sinan. Shtai my sinan de chazinle. O dimma shalosh my sinan de chamamad b'psira. Vas tikkun de shalosh my sinan. Shtai lo my sinan. Shun de b'biyutu b'psira adif. Ad ka lo yiboyal on hosam alaki agavna. Di b'shtayim. B'shnei uktsin. Rabosai. Di b'shtayim b'shnei uktsin. Ika di ribuy b'tsira. Aber mach mit der Psydelon. Die Schneie wie ihr jetzt echt. Und schloße wie ihr jetzt erachter. Die Steine mein Sinn an schon schon mein Sinn an du wisst ihr also wait a minute Rabosai. It's clear from the Gemara's application. I can take one twig which has two and one has three. I'm duty bound thing which only has two. Why? So we be sure what's the difference? Tier 3 is all. The awesome be Shabbos dafka, the ikur is the skila. Shabbos is so strict. So you may only take the one with the two and the one with the three. Abba be yomtiv, yomtiv. Isulav, hey kilu. It's unbelievable leniency. This is a lot of. Olav da raisa. It's only a lot. The theory of relativity. Only a lot. Your Malkus 39 times. That's only a lot. Look at this. The Lord takes you back to one here and after time of Ches. Famous Gemara. Ho yenuka d'shtapik chamime. Rabosai, in the olden days, they would have to soak the baby in water and hot water both before the bris and after the bris. Today, nobody does it. Nobody. Modern medicine is not necessary. We follow modern medicine. So there. You're going to come back. Well, the pre-meds. This is very old. Former pre-meds. So we have to analyze this very carefully. Very, very important. We change, we don't practice Talmudic medicine. I think the rabbis know better. It's the old out. It's called Nishtanu Atvoim. Nature changed. I like it, the heart behind it. It's a great way. Okay, nature changed. In the old days, you had to have the baby having a hot water bath before the birthday, after the birthday. Today, chas v'shalom. Unheard of. What changed? I don't know. Watch this. Watch. So, shtap v'chamimi. So, the water spilled out. It came to Rava. V'shayla le'ime. Yitzricho nechem le'agav ime. Rabosai. Ask if the Oledes, who was still within 7 days, she needs hot water. So you cook hot water for the bath or whatever you need for the Yoledes. And guess what? Yitzricha nechem le'agavime. Ooh, what are you throwing over? Shtick. Once you're heating up the water for the mother, which you'll have to do, required to do, throw a little bit extra for the baby's bath before the bris or after the bris. We'll discuss. Watch this. That's on Shabbos. What a great kasha against what we just said until now. Mor Menachas of Sam of Dalid. So Chastira, Erev and Sam of Ches, and Menachas, Sam of Dalid. The low kasha. Why is it low kasha? The for Pirush Rashi is Al Shalom, the Chem Betoises, the Nechal Le Ayah, the Akum Kamar. Unbelievable pshat. The Gemara says, Nechal Le Agavir, it doesn't say who? Yitzum it's Chaim. No, it's John. Oh yeah, go on. It says, watch this. Rashmi is. Even if it's Yisrael, lo kasha. Why? Why is it not Yisrael? Look what he's saying. The kevin lo mitzvah b'der rabbanon, kevin de b'yom tiv shari, hosn gavim milim shem mitzvi tiyul legam b'yafel de Yisrael. Wow. Michlal de sviole, zal, de rashba, the Ribushiura Bishabas of Mitzvah Meda Rabbanon. That's what he says. Oh, the Rabbanon, they gave him a break. Gave him a break. Rabbanon. So, Matthew, there are Mitzvah, the Mokka Mitzvah, Matthew, the Rabbanon. Tmihani Alem. What a bombshell kasha. Was the Rani S against the Rashba? He assumes that the Re also holds that way. That's a presumably doesn't say clearly how, but as long as the Rashi answers this question, so he also has to hold that way. Is how is it possible? Asks the Ran. Tzmihani aleihem. What's the Gemara Shaila? My can be boiled. Hosting the Menachas Pshita the Shalosh Ma'asin and the Rabuya Bishulam Mitzvah the Rabbanon. Uyu Btsu Mitzvah the Doraisa. Hey. Obvious. Dilo Abdu'ah the Grovus Akas the Mice Shalosh Bukas Echad Lobra the Rice Cloud. Vilay Vishnaya Vishnay Upsim Lokamachaim Chatos. Wow. How can Rashi be right? How can you say you Rishim is Rabbanon? Then what's the Gemara's Shiloh over there with the one, two times one, or one times three? Avadi go for one times three. It's on the Rabbanon. Ariba Betzir is at the Raisa. What was the name of the Shiloh? The Fich of the Nimali Borer. The Vada Ariba Shiyua B'Shavas Mida Raisa Mitzah. The Din the Raisa. Amazing. I, Shabbos Nyantif. No. Lo Dami Nyantif, which is Mutter, to Shabbos, which is us. Wow, look what he's saying. Shabbos, look at the key word, I've also said the key word. Shabbos, Dechuyahi, Eitzel Chole, Velo Hutra. U Leficha, Kosha, Iker, Melacha, Asur, Aftos, Vaso, Kamo, U Mitzah, Mid the Old Raisa. Reba Bishurim, it stems, the core then is the Chuya. You add more to the Shir, it's the Raisa. Abel Yantif, Shochel Nevesh Hutarbo, that feel Efshemir of Yantif, Shari Kol Shumar Al Iker, Uvavachi Bitor Echa, Tosvaso Kamo. And Achashiach Al Chol Nevesh, Lo Hutzuchel Lishkol, the Dakt actually of Vashal, you might have Starchel, the Bilvad. Come on, we have some something. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, you add things. Even Tosefis. Now, you can't push the Shabbos away for a cola. And then for the morning, we're talking about Goy. We're not going to that prep right now. Rabbi said, what happened over here? Seems to be a major dispute here. The Marami Wittenberg says, Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos for a cola is Hutra. The rabbi just read and says, no. Ochol nefesh is utra. That I agree. But pikuach nefesh b'shabbos is what? Is dechuya. That is no explicit gemara. The explicit gemara is that avod the base of English is utra. That we saw in Yuma in Yumadav Mevavu Bebez. However, when it comes to chol ha-shesh b'shabbos b'shabbos, there's no mefurash in gemara that says utra. No, before she wants to. How do I know? I'm not going to be my focus otherwise. The Ram, leave out the Ram. Ram is unclear. He says, the Chuyah may be Tutra. Forget about that. The Ram is clear that it's Chuyah. The Ram in Wittenberg is clear that it's Tutra. Obviously, if it's a Gemara, there couldn't be two Gedoli Rishonim saying opposite things. There is no explicit Gemara that rules this. Yes?
What's
the
Gemara to say that Ochel Nefesh is Tutra and Nikon Nefesh will be the Chuyah?
What's the Let's analyze our boss say from Minay Yisov, the Hutra, the Chuya discussion. We'll have to have a further analysis of the Maisa.
how far can you go and just do whatever you want, assuming it is mutra? There's obviously certain limitations. We'll see the nation's limitations. But go back to the very beginning. What would you say? I'm going to ask the Tamidim. What would you say? What would you say? How do we have to be so sure that Avoda B'Mikdash and Shabbos is mutra? How do you know? Here's the answer. The Torah Kadosh said Rashi goes to the Chumash. I think I understand the difference. Let's see if it's really there. For this one.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Zachar v'sham v'dibur echad nemer. Okay? V'chaleh mos yumas u'v'yom ha'shabah shnei kivosim. Stop there. The other examples are problematic. The Holy Torah says v'yom ha'shabah shnei kivosim. Each and every Shabbos we're required to bring Shnei Kivosim Zavod HaMikdash. Every single one. By definition, the Torah was matirit. When do we apply Tchuyah? When there's no intrinsic reason based on the Pesukim and the Holy Torah that these two have to clash. It just happened to work out that way. Here, every single Shabbos, Mechaleh Mos Yumos, Uviyam HaShabbos Shnei Kivosim. Every single Shabbos, without exception. So therefore, what's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that we have to make sure that every single Shabbos, there exists a carbon. No, if every single Shabbos is a carbon, we're going to say, Tchuya. Nah. The Torah itself permits it, what we call L'chatchila. L'chatchila Manish.
Why can't it permit
No, the chuya by definition means there is a lo saseh. The lo saseh is right in front of us. We're pushing away, in this particular instance, we're pushing away the lo saseh on behalf of an aseh.
Why can't the Torah be doing that? I don't
understand. Could be. It's certainly possible. I can't say for sure, 100% for sure. My nakuda. I don't know if I can show it. Do we have a shilta since it's on the Bible?
Yeah.
It's on that.
On the what?
It's on
mitzvahs.
No, Gaonim. On
the Gaonim?
Yeah.
Okay. Gaonim. Shilta b'choi. Shilta b'choi, the links? No, they don't have a shayla. No, I don't want it. It's about Milan Shabbos. No, do we have a shayla anywhere? I'll tell you about Pe. Okay? The Netziv and Shilta Yotz of Cotton Tess explains the Gemara that said you remember that we saw. See it again for a second. Look at the Gemara, very brief. Shabbos to Hutri, B'tzibur, Sofan Amidach. Korban and Shabbos is Hutri. Tumah to Tchuyah B'tzibur, so then it's different. How in the world did the Gemara know that Tumah is Tchuyah? That's a matter of Achlokes, but one matter of is Tchuyah. Even Avodah is Hutra. It's all Svar. Whenever, listen carefully to the Svar that it's in. Whenever it's impossible to fulfill this mitzvah,
without pushing away the so-called Aveira, that's exactly what's called Hutra. Duchui is a coincidence. Two things happen to clash, bump into each other. But where each and every case, every single time, you have to be a Korban Musaf b'Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvasim. Each and every time you have to bump into Shabbos, it's inconceivable to the Gemara as considered to be Duchui. What, the Shabbos make us do Averis every single Shabbos? Because we have no alternative? No, it makes sense. Hashem Yisbarach tells us, Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvasim, it means that's Hutra. For these Shnei Kvasim, there's no din of Shabbos whatsoever. Hutra, so Yom Chol. Gilu. Pikuach. Oh. What's Pikuach Nefesh? Pikuach Nefesh is the ultimate coincidence. Rabosai, by a show of hands, who got to last Shabbos healthy? Raise your hand. Some of you I can attest to. I was there myself, I saw it. The child didn't send you to the moon like somebody. You all survived the child. But Hashem's help. Every breath is a nation of Hashem. So if Chas v'Chalila was at Tzolokol, it's a coincidence. Nebuch, an unfortunate reality. Somebody got sick, somebody fell, somebody had a medical emergency. If it's a coincidence, just happened to happen, there, the logic dictates, says the Holy Nitziv, that's called Chuya. Shabbos is meant to be kept completely. Now Nebuch, you have no Beis HaMikdash, you don't be two korbanos, there's no kvasim anymore. So Shabbos should be kept completely. And Nebuch, something was foisted upon us by circumstance. We have to be taken to the hospital. Boom. That's called Chuya, yes.
Are you let it a coincidence?
Good question. Sure it is. You could give birth on Friday or on Sunday.
Well,
yeah.
Your letter seems like it's
Hutra. We'll see later. Ready now. It's not so patient. We saw the Gemara on Kuf Chav Chesed. Let's go back to that Gemara. Let's see Gemara on Shabbos. We're trying to see something. Kuf Chav Chesed Beis. There was an expression with respect to your letters, an important expression. What's the expression that's used over here? Three lines up. Kama de Evsha de Shanuye Mishanina. Kukha Chesed and Beis. Three lines up. Whenever we can make a change, carry it in our hand, as opposed to a kli on our hair, we try to do that. Why? If it's Hutra, we shouldn't bother. It's like Monday. You don't do it Monday any different than the. To the contrary, the fact that Mishanina indicates it's Tchuya, we shall see soon, Magad Mishnah. Remember that only your letters is Tchuya, may other Chol Magic consider Hutra. That's what you want to suggest. We'll come to that a little later.
It may only be the opinion of the Tanakhama, though. Rabbi Yossi.
True. We don't find that argument that particular point. So what's the fire that comes to Tumah, says the Halakha Nitziv, as follows. Should we follow the Avoda itself? The Avoda itself can be done by a different kind. So therefore, let's call it Tchuya. Or should we say no? Follow this Kohen. This Kohen. Aaron HaKohen. He wants to do the Avodah himself. Wants that Tzchus HaMitzvah for him. As far as he's concerned, he's Tomei. Can only do it for Tumah. So therefore we can say this Gavra can only do it for Tumah. Like any Kohen in the world can only be in the Korban Musaf b'Shabbos. Only be Isser. That's what the Nesiv explains. Very fundamental, very assertive. Having said this, let's approach the Kesef Mishnah. What the Kesef Mishnah said. We were here before. See it again. Kesef Mishnah says like this. You pass in Tumah D'chuya B'tzibor. His incredible line. U'mashma ki hechi d'iflu b'tumah. Wait a minute. I wanted to show you the Rashash. Maybe it'll be here. Is Achron on the Bavli?
Yeah, I think it's there.
See, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
surface, really. Let's see. Oh, look at this. I got it. Al Rosh Yom is a tiny little thing. The whole thing is amazing. On the carbon saddle. I can't find the carbon saddle. Can I try links to the carbon saddle? Did it work? I lose everything. Let's see.
No, you won't lose everything.
God. Forget it. I'll get out of this.
Just click anywhere outside the box.
Whatever, we'll figure it out. Gam etuma, pasuk or Rambam, gam kein the tchuyat zel tzibur, and kein the Shabbos kamoke. So it's the base Yosef. Tomei ani, Hareliel sof perak Torah b'kavim emam leveis isa lehedra the tuma the tchuyat zel tzibur the Shabbos hutra. How can the it's a kasha in the Kesef Mishnah really? How can the Kesef Mishnah say just like tumas is the tchuyah? So too, avoda b'shabes. Excuse me, chola b'shabes is the chuya. No, why should we compare chola b'shabes to tuma? Let's compare chola b'shabes to avoda b'shabes. That's a gevaldik akash of the Rashash. What's going on over here? Here's the answer on both sides. We just take the tziv and move it over just a little tiny bit. The Kesef Mishnah holds Avada, you follow the Avoda itself. Not the Kohen, I'm a chutzpah Kohen. Who do you think you are? We had a service based on Migdash, not to show to have mitzvah points. So the Guf Avoda, so the Guf Avoda, Rabbo says, let's follow. What should we say? I am Tomei. Someone else is Tor. Do we say, since someone else can do it, he has to do it? Or should we say, no. Since I want to do the mitzvah, it's considered to be Hutra. And a very similar machloikas exists with respect to a chola on Shabbos. Why? Just as we say with respect to avoda b'tumah, someone, it's possible that someone else can do it, so too on Shabbos it's possible he'll become better. They're both to the exclusion of avoda b'Shabbos. Avoda b'Shabbos is impossible for any Jew in the whole wide world to shech the carbon tumah, the carbon muslim and Shabbos without barley and the Yisra Shabbos. Can't be. So therefore, the lag must be hutra. However, when it's possible that it could be done in a manner which is not a violation, how so? Look, I'm talking with someone else's tar. Or look, the person's sick, but they make it better. That, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is Hobo Atalia. Are those kinds of cases tchuya? Or maybe they're also hutra. Maybe they're also hutra. That explains the Rashash's kasha. And that's how, right, they knew that Shkolah B'Shabbos is the same as tumah. And the kasha, you may have no kasha, that the Avodah B'Shabbos, it's impossible otherwise. By definition, it must be hutra. Okay, one nafkamina might be, Rabbi Osai, ribu v'shiurim. Must there be some mitzamtzeh, just as much as you need? Well, once I'm cooking, I can cook as much as I want. It's arguable. If it's hutra, hutra's hutra. Once it's gone, do whatever you want. If it's dechuya, it's only that small amount. That's one possibility. Okay, we'll see that a little bit later on. We haven't opened the mishabriyat even once today. I feel so bad. She is almost not over, but time to open the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Ches. This is the Simon by Chola. Siv Dalet. Makla shel cholo, an internal wound. Ain't it shrichol? Just run to the hospital. Just whatever you want. Shafilu and shabikim v'chole oino v'klum. Also, now here's the key word. Kol shirigilim lasas lo b'chol. Whatever you do on Monday, you do on Shabbos. Zok mishtibur yudalin v'machol v'rafuas. That's what Rabban said. U'mashma. Af al pi she'ein bo sakona b'mdias hadaber ha'hu. Kevin shachol yesh bo sakona. If yesh bo dover that you're doing Sorek Tzas, who would deal in that social behol, Olsen Gabba Shabbos. Who said so? Mem. Who's Mem? Magad Mishnah. Take a look at Magad Mishnah. Don't join what's this. We'll see it inside. Magad Mishnah. You want to remember before? Whole discussion here in the Rambam. In the Halacha Yudalit, what does it say? Ein osin medura lechola l'schamimbo. The Gemara is to make a medura for a chaya. That's the same Gemara in Akuf Chav Tes, where a woman just gave birth. Stam a chol, you can do it. Doesn't need so much heat. Rabbi argues. Sent the Magen Mishnah. Watch this. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Kuf Chav Tes Amunav. Kuf Chav Tes Amunav. It's the Gemara which is on the Marma Kovah. It's the first line. It says the Gemara like this. Amavinu Mashvul. Like the 10th or 12th wide line. Osin Medura L'chaya B'Shabbos. You make a fire for her. She just gave birth. She's cold. We can put make a whole fireplace and make a fire to keep her warm. Some of the chay and the cholalo, b'mosak shamim in b'mosak hamalo. But the gear says chay b'mosak shamim. You need only a woman who gave birth and only in the winter time. Moses says no, it makes no difference. That's in parentheses. Or says he gets down in stanein, he gave blood. He still let blood for thin the blood. The whole story. Also, lo medura afim tkuvas tamus. Can you imagine that? It's the summertime. Still like a medura because you never know what's going to be needed. Okay. Says the Magen Mishnah. Close to Gemara. So Rabbeinu, hod ayis Shmuel the heik is down lo boil litchos masha amav bimos hachama lo neisha chaya harekim make his heik is down. The vada is shofa dam arbe. She bled a lot. Umachmas cannot see the kosher la harbe. Abamash amu lechola lo. Kedukoi koi. Rabban says no. There's a rivet. Watch this. Vani hoisi sovro leforech. Watch this. B'chol adas Rabbeinu, afilu yesh b'chol yisakana, ein b'tzino sakana, afshim b'pgodim. Instead of putting on a fire, just give him 10 layers of clothes. Aval im mevatel daiti. Look at this. The Magad Mishnah is mevatel his own das. But he's yes, but deferring. But ne dato. The fee. Who she yesh bo sakana? Hom mashur de lechol srochom mechalalin viyafal pi she bimliyas dava shosin lo sakana. You know what's going on? Once you qualify as a chol yesh bo sakana, we'll do everything for you. Even this particular thing is not necessary to stave off physical danger. Wapachish. This is known as kol tzarochom. The source is this Magen Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yudal, quotes it, Mem.
Says the Mishnah, "I be alacha shevein mikama poskim misfilu." Shafilu b'makom shetzara chilu and mechal on the Yisrael el b'davar sheish lachlu shproshim lo yaseu lo yichpar alav cholyo v'yuchal is takein avakol shabarur shemim niyas also davar chashash takona avapish mikol makom tzarchu lo urigin lasos lo ein os and also b'shabes elay dey goy as a chol shem bo sakona. We should be machah by Doraisis, Rabosai. There's a long bialach about this, Rabosai. Kol Tzaracha. What might this depend upon, Rabosai? Maybe. What would you say, maybe? Maybe, what do you say?
Futra Tchuya.
If Shabbos is Futra, it's at least arguable, the expression to the Gemara, came in the Ishtari. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. We don't draw fine lines. Mutter is mutter. However, Rabbi Osei, if it's kuya, it's only if yashal lekayim shneim. So that's only if something which is dangerous to your health if you don't do it. So see, yashal lekayim shneim, Shabbos and life. So Shabbos, the life pushes away Shabbos. But if there's no real need, there's no real sakana if you don't do it. There's no sakana, so don't do it. That's what many posts have said. This question of the Magen Mishnah, whether it's right or wrong, the Lacha doesn't like it too much, Magen Mishnah doesn't like it. The Magen Mishnah holds Tzuntra. Once it's Tzuntra, everything goes. And the Mishnah Brewer doesn't like it so much, it's going with Tchuya. This could be the Pshat. It's a possible Pshat. Possible Pshat. So indeed, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah Berurah after this long, long Bir Halacha has a following conclusion. Here we go right now. The word lamala is the last line, about 12 lines up on page Kuf Samach Daled. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Rui, Tosfos Yishonim, Tosfos Perek Mefanan, Miri, Rashba, Ozerua. Oh, wow. Kol Heicha De'ena Mesukin, Ledova Zeh Mechalim. Ran. Ramban. Who's Mekil? Only the Magen Mishnah, that's all. And the Tashbeit seems to agree, and the Mi'iri maybe agree. Okay, b'vada yom ha'nochon la'achmer b'yisurei Torah u'befrat shutzlo b'magum sakona. See, what's in Imachmer, Rabbi Osai? And he quotes in the Rakanti. You know the Yehavir in Mechal HaShabbos? The Radvaz, it's a different take. Da'at alahotel gadas ha'matirin, svar b'yalma. You know what the svar b'yalma of the Radvaz is? You're going to make a mistake. You're going to have to evaluate every single action. Does he really need it? Not really. Doesn't really need it. Doesn't have to hospital. Doesn't have to. He's going to die in the way. Chas v'shalom. We're afraid he'll be too frum. You say, do anything, it's Monday. No problem. That's what the Radvaz is worried about. It does say, even the old stream, it's only Boru Lonu Shlo Yichba Koyo Ayadei Minias Tavazeh. There's a chashash. He's going to get more sick. The Chal is a Shabbos for sure. Okay. You notice that the Mishnah Berurah is only being machmir by Doraisis. Nochon Ahach and Yisrael Shotel. What about their abundance? Was it chopped liver? Their abundance. Does it count for anything? Their abundance don't count? This is lumpless for both sides. Their abundance were introduced by their abundance.
They are the ones who control the nature of the prohibitions which they promulgate. So it could be you can argue like this. When the Rabbanan says action A is prohibited, they build into the system. We should allow this thing the chatchila. In other words, the Gedolei Apostolim, he lists a whole slew who say that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is only the chuya and not hutra, and therefore you cannot do kol tzarachov. That's on the level of d'oraisa. When it comes to the Rabbanans, why should we say that the Rabbanan insist that their prohibitions exist all the time, and they'll suspend them because there's no alternative in the case of a cholim? The Torah did it. We can't argue the Torah. But if the rabbis are coming to introduce the Yisurim, let them say, look, we make the Yisurim, but in the case in which someone is sick, we never made Yisurim in the first place. That's a more logical construct. So it's not just that they're making by the Rabbanan of Yekas, the Machloikas, the Magen Mishnah, but the others, Sveik of the Rites of the Chum, Sveik of the Rites of the Chum. More than that. When it comes to the Rabbanans, we have a greater confidence that the way that the Chazal and the Takan is in the open of Hutra. It's in their power to do it, then why wouldn't they do it? Suppose it's the rights, we're not in control. Now, Rabbosai, the following problem. What exactly is the source? Is the source of pikuach nefesh, and should it prove hutra dechuya or neither? Go back to a Gemara. Were we here before? Where were we? We saw a whole bunch of sources in the Gemara. Let's just see a few of them. What does it say over here? Let's just see the last two. Rishonim b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos. Says the Torah. Chal of Shabbos Achas, Vish Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. And Shmuel says B'chai B'hem. Some Mepharshim suggest that that's the whole fight with the Tzutra Tchuyu. B'chai B'hem, which the pervasive law applies to all the 610 mitzvahs, approximately. Only three of you say Yari Vayav. All the mitzvahs you should set aside is preserve human life. That is dechuya. Human life up against 610. Human life wins all the battle, loses the three. That's b'chayba. But the other halacha, the shomer b'nei Yisrael of Shabbos chal al olam Shabbos achas means hutra. This Shabbos is Monday. Why is the Shabbos Monday? For the greater purpose of Yishma Shabbos as Harbe. Wow. This sounds great. Briska Torah. Svei Dinim. Svei Dinim. V'chai b'hem is Tchuya. And Rabosai. The Shabbos of the Shabbos. Chal Shabbos Achas Shabbos Harbe, that's Hutra. Wow. What a great idea. This would answer the question we had against the holy Maharam in Wittenberg. The question was, why did he say that Shabbos is Hutra and the veil is Dechuya? Why? The same as Pikuach Nefesh applies to Shabbos, so applies to the veil. Why is one Hutra, one Dechuya? Oh, here's the answer. The veil is governed by Mechaibe. Mechaibem is only the chuya. But here we have a special pasuk of additional pasuk of a shomer b'nei Yisrael on Shabbos. This makes it hutra. What a great answer. Who says this answer? Who says this answer? The Chasam Sofer suggests this answer. Suggests it. He has problems with it. We'll see the problems and we'll try to solve some today, maybe some left for tomorrow. Watch this. He says, what's the reason? The Tchiyas Kol HaTorah Nafkan Mivachai Bohem Ben Al Tchiyah Uveshabbos Yeser Alein Kro Veshama Bnei Yisrael Asa Shabbos Loma Dehutra Mayuridik. He said it. The Chassam Sofer, the Helik Chassam Sofer Vachai Bohem is Tchuyah Veshama Bnei Yisrael Asa Shabbos Shchal Shabbos Mishmish Moses Harbe. That's Hutra. But he has a whole series of technical issues, says the Chassam Sofer, with this beautiful text. Etc. Moses says that Chaim is better than all the other Tirutz. Look at Peyem and Aleph. The Devayim took the Afkami of Chaim Ahem Yalev Avol Visham Rozelo Lo Avi Alfinan Zeh Yedina Zeh. It's Rov Akum in the town. You find a foundling. Surprised they're going to turn out goyish at the end. We still have a Chal Shabbos. We don't know Shabbos is Harbe. Sometimes you take it literally. Literally. Call this. What do you do with someone who will never keep another Shabbos in his life? The doctors say he cannot live another week. He can live most 5 days. Most. Absolute most. You say, well, you don't have to save his life. Nobody, no more Shabbos is hard. Someone's brain dead, Rahman al-Islam. Would you say, that's an interesting theological question. Is he Shabbos Shabbos when he's brain dead? Doesn't know any malacha, guaranteed. Can't move. We call that a Shmir Shabbos. It's worth your Mechal Shabbos today. So you can keep next Shabbos when he's just in a permanent state of non-awareness. What were you saying? Is that a Shmir Shabbos?
Is it literal?
Huh?
Literally for the purpose of Shmir Shabbos. Yeah. Again, or it's just
when you sleep on Friday night, you're Shomer Shabbos? Oh, when I sleep. My biggest Shomer Shabbos. I'm not even thinking about doing something else. Hopefully, I'm not even dreaming of doing something else. Interesting question. Well, never a baby. It's never going to live till maturity by mitzvah. It's a fatal case. So it won't keep a Shabbos in the chayv of mitzvah. What do we say? It doesn't make a difference. Don't take it so literally. Serious question. Anyway, Hotavayu Tzrichi, says the Chassam Sofer. One Teitchui, one Teihutra. The truth is, I don't think it should be kasha. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. What is the Lashon of the Gemara in Yuma Peye that we saw? No? Well, we have to go back then. See? No. The Gemara on Amar Aleph. Look how the Gemara started. Look what it says. Watch. The Chachmei Yisroel were walking. Minayin lepikuach nefesh sheh. It's the next word. Doches HaShabbos. The entire sugya in Yuma is just trying to prove Doches, Tchuya. So yes, from the perspective of Tchuya, we do not need any more psukim once we have a Chag Bahem. I'll tell me Bishamru is Mechadish Hutra. Very nice. It's not the topic of our sugya. I say I have to get out of the Chassam Sofer's problem. Yeah.
Can you just say that the Lashon of Docha just fits better to linguistically?
To Tchuya.
No, I'm saying it's not necessarily that it's not Lashon that we're talking about Tchuya. It's just like Shadocha is HaShabbos. What else are you going to say?
Shematir is HaShabbos.
People would have to say the same thing about the Rambam if they interpreted him.
Those who say the Rambam is Tchuya means Hutra. We'll see soon.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Let's call the call tomorrow. In any event, so this kasha of the Chassam Sofer, I don't think is necessarily fatal.
Yeah. And therefore, Rav Osai, the other kasha, the Chasam Sofer, might also not be a kasha. Yes, another kasha over here. Yes, a kasha Tavayitzri. He quotes the Gemara. Lefakeach, dafka mi v'chai ben yalef lo, ava v'sham lo havi adina lo. Why? Safek. Shishmi Shabbos is having. He said he brought him as a guy. See, it's because one is Bada, one is Suffolk. So the answer would be once again. The Gemara is only discussing over here the Dechuya aspect. Dechuya aspect. And that's why Rav Osai, when the Gemara brought a raya from the various other psukim. For example, Mila. Mila, it says, Mila d'chuyya v'lohutra. How does he know that? Eich neila p'kuach nefesh yehutra v'rambura baruch. Hanal. It's Mila, he's assuming this, we'll get to it later. On the Mar, they put Mar Thomas here today? I forgot it right. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So the question is, assuming for the moment that he's correct, so Mila is only the Chuya, and you derive to go never from Mila, but that has to be the Chuya also. The answer is the same answer. That's what I say. Hadas Docha. We're only discussing Docha over here. That's all. The Kamara both say this is the case, an amazing thing. Amazing thing. He quotes a Gemara, and I have to end with this, the time is running out, on Kuf Lamed Beis, from Sefer Shabbos, where the Gemara has a whole series of derivations, and compares all them together. Mila Dochet Saras, the Kuf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Mila is Dochet Saras. Okay? And there's also Avoda over here, it's thrown into the mix. Avoda Dochas HaShabbos. Avoda is certainly Hutra. We saw him on Ben Yuma. And my answer is, you're right. The Gemara is only trying to get the lowest common denominator of Tchuya. And for that purpose, the Gemara works very, very well. The Kitzur, the Chasam Sofer's original pshat is very intriguing. An amazing finish. Pikuach nefesh vaday is hutra. Shomer is also Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh safek is only the chuya. And I'll show it to you in print. Pikuach nefesh vaday is hutra, b'shamru. But ashkan vaday is safek minayi only for chayim. Chayim is chuya, is chuya. Safek is chuya. Isn't that amazing? Pikuach nefesh vaday is hutra, and pikuach nefesh safek is chuya. That's what emerges from this whole Chasam Sofer's analysis. But out of time, we'll stop here. But Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue to see out of the Shema.